Thus it is that thy joy in me is so full. Thus it is that thou hast come down to me. O thou Lord of all heavens, where would be thy love if I were not? Thou hast taken me as thy partner of all this wealth. In my heart is the endless play of thy delight. In my life thy will is ever taking shape. And for this, thou who art the King of Kings, hast decked thyself in beauty to captivate my heart. And for this, thy love loses itself in the love of thy lover, and there art thou seen in the perfect union of two.
Good morning, pilgrims and travelers, funny path of life, and hold on a second. You know what? I think I'm going to keep the jacket on. It's not cold, but it feels off, and it's overcast. Anyway, I am feeling funky. I don't even know exactly. I don't know if leaving the world behind played a part. Okay, we have the lentil dish, we have the new oatmeal. Okay. So, let me get, should we get a plum? Let me get a plum. A dried plum. Yeah, just feeling off. I don't really see the movie, have much to play. I don't really respond that well to those kind of plots. They don't really get to me the whole end of the world and conspiracy theory, and I mean, whether or not they can debate all day long, it's not a question of whether or not it's possible or not. It just, I just don't care. I don't find it interesting at all, and I don't find it useful at all. I guess I'm kind of in my own silly way, I'm pragmatic. And that it's just useless. Anyway, so I think by the jasmine that I've trimmed, and I have to mulch it now. So, but quite a few flowers still blooming. All right. Yeah, just fell off. Interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on that pole here. Make sure the handle doesn't come off. Anyway. So today we're going to go a different route. So of course I know it. I'm going to go higher up on the asphalt and then crest that little hill and then drop down all the way and then turn around and come back up. So it's a good good drop, basically. So a good up and down workout. Anyway, yeah, it's a touch cooler, but again, no sun. But no wind, it's been quite quiet. It can get quite windy here. So I'm just observing my handiwork here. I've actually finished cleaning the whole driveway yesterday and kind of started to trim the oleander. I think it's Adelphos, that's what they're called. Adelphos in Spanish. And then like I said, I'm gonna mulch that jasmine and then a few more of the oleander. There's a lot of bud, a lot of things budding out, and I have to kill those. I only let a few. So a bit of cooking today. Like I said, the thing of lentils that were soaking, but I had to cut the carrot, cabbage, mushroom, onion, and actually even added one potato. And the oatmeal, we'll see. I think it may be starting to be too runny. I might have to do it a little different. So I kind of like it to be hella thick. I don't want it to be soupy, my oatmeal. So, but we'll see how this one comes out. If not, I know what to do anyway. So, no big odilo. Anyway, yeah, I was almost debating about kind of going back to bed. It is interesting, you know, when you are really in your own world, in your own schedule. In terms of how does one propel himself You know, and at times it can be challenging, because at times that external pressure can, you know, can affect, but it is kind of, all on my own term. And so I guess the moods, you know, are something, I guess, can be unpredictable, right? Imprevisible. So. But being a nice day as it is, it definitely helps to get me out. And then I still have Portuguese and Spanish to practice. I'm getting plastered by whoever it is in first place. You know, I don't know how they can come up with such a high score. It's really, and I don't think that we can win in that much time. So, but it doesn't matter. I'm actually shifting to slowing down touch. I'm still putting the time. I'm going to get very similar score, but kind of becoming aware of that, I would call it unnecessary tension, you know, that kind of competitiveness, then, yeah, it's not really that useful. So enjoy. I'm still going to be up there. I don't see that much. That's not going to change much. But even if it was, it's not a big deal. But it's interesting. I'm caught up a little bit in that. I don't think it's too crazy, but yeah, I still feel a little caught up into it anyway. So yeah, feeling funky today. Hold on a second. There we go. The strap here. So went to DI yesterday. Kind of fun, you know. Kind of a small town place. It's still very nice. It offers quite a wide selection. It's quite impressive, actually, considering, you know, such a small store. And they have so many products. Anyway, so I got the mushroom. I had a choice, actually, between some fresher mushroom. And I chose the older one because I'm like, well, I'm going to cook them, you know, tomorrow. So they'll be okay. And they're touch mushy, so they are definitely on the old side. I don't know if I'll do that again. But, yeah, it felt okay to do that. Anyway, it was a nice walk. A little cool, but a nice loop. I must have been about an hour or so. So, well, actually, I have no idea. Anyway, going very slowly right now. Legs are definitely not warmed up. Oh my goodness. I think this is a car that belongs here. It's a convertible Megan, which is a Renault. And I'm walking by that second property on the hill here. And that's it. There's only two of us. And this one always looks abandoned. It's a huge wall fence. I mean, it's really a big, big property here. And I never see anybody. Yeah, just kind of like ghost place. Anyway. Yes, I do have my pack on. I guess I think I plan to keep having it every day. Yeah, it's gonna be up for quite a ways. Finding a nice, comfortable, kind of almost is boring now. The pace. And I think what's interesting is the mind wanting to be there, feeling like it's too slow. Should be faster. As if somehow me being faster would affect the quality of the moment. Anyway, what's going on now? The pace. Here I am in southern Spain, going up on this hill, wooded, obviously, And we have olive trees on the right side. What a strange thing here. But the car, I didn't think the car worked. I've seen it parked so many times. Anyway. Yeah, I kind of feel good for having kept the jacket on. No big deal to remove it anyway. If needs be. I'm also looking to my right, and there is this climb. I think I'm looking at that peak. It takes about an hour and a half or so to get there from here. Kind of a nice 3.5 hour hike that I'll do at some point. We have a lot of nice hikes here. Anyway. So I don't plan to see anybody today. Of course, that is unless they choose to contact me. If they're going to come on a walk and walk by here and come swoop me, then I will I'll go with them, of course. And like I said, I do value community, you know. I just, doesn't come easy for me. It's something that has to keep reinventing itself. Constant update. Oh, and there's this place. I'm actually go after that. It's a co-working studio, but I'm gonna have to go check it out because I may have Wi-Fi there. So it could be a place to do that. I have the option, you know, with one and one to go to their place and use it, but I somehow would feel better to find a neutral place. In worst case, anyway, I could wait until the 17th. And today is the 28th, El Día de los Inocentes. The April Fool's is actually December 28th in Spain. And there's some kind of like Bible reference. Kind of weird, and also mixed with a pagan feast, I think. Forgot exactly some of the context. Not that I really care that much. Well, kind of like little nuggets. I don't mind those. You know. Why some expression are born, you know. It is interesting, it is entertaining, I guess. Definitely doesn't give more meaning to my life, but it's enjoyable. Not sure if you can hear the chainsaw. Well, hold on. No, that's a blower. So if I'm not mistaken, what they do is they put a mesh around the tree. Well, actually, this one may not have a mesh if they're using the blower. But they basically have tools to shake the branches to get the olive to drop. And then with a blower, they basically gather the olives. So, interesting. It looks very archaic, but it looks quite efficient. Efficient enough. Obviously, they keep doing it. I haven't quite arrived to the dropping point of the loop, which I can see now. And I still have a little ways to go on the asphalt to find my crossover part and then drop. Whew. Remind me of that kind of overcast day when I went to Duluth, Minnesota, to check that backpacking outfit. Spent 8 days, I think. I forgot how many days I spent with them. You know, to see if that's something I was going to be interested in on the Superior Hiking Trail. And then I realized it was in November when I went. You know, there was snow already starting to come up, but that area would get very cold. And I realized, just with me, cold, no thanks. I really don't do well with that amount of cold. We're talking about minus God knows what. Very cold temperature in the northern part of the United States. Anyway, so reminds me of that one day when I first arrived there, and I'm going to that place where the staff goes to before going into the field. So if I'm not mistaken, I had to use my inflatable mattress, but you know, there was a bathroom, kitchen, and that's where I slept the night before going to the office and then going to the field. Don't remember too much about that experience. Yeah, really not too much. Remember the porta potty they had there? Obviously, in campground, it's definitely better to insert some toilets than to leave people with their own device, you know. At least that stuff doesn't make things work in the bigger picture. Anyway. I'm gonna have to, you know what? Actually, I think the jacket is coming off now. Okay, I am now getting some warmth. Mamma mia. I was surprised too last night, you know, I was in bed in that nap for quite a long time. It just was kind of hard to get out of. Just, I guess I'm tired, you know, and the bed is quite comfortable. So it's kind of hard to get out of, you know. It's wonderful even when not sleeping to just stretch and, yeah. And there's nothing, no music, nothing. It's just chill. Just chilling. So quiet here most of the time, you know, around the property because of its location. You know, you're going to still have about a week or so. You know, you have New Year's, of course. You're going to have a New Year's party. And then, I don't know about the 6th, the King's Day. I think that's going to be, I don't know. They may have. But then on the 8th, I guess, 2 days later, the 6th is what, a Monday? So Wednesday, they'll go back to school. Oh, and then also, by next week, I will, I think I'll wait for after the 6th. I'll go to the Centro de Salud, and then I'll look at, you know, if I can, what do I have to do to get some kind of health ID card. And then the week after, I'll be looking at getting set up for Hain to look at that other paperwork. Maybe I'll have that done by the end of January. And then there will be the ITV, which is the annual car inspection in Spain. The government, actually, I think it's government run. It's quite extensive. It's way more extensive than what they do in the US, and also more expensive. I think it's around 50 euro, you know, so around like 60 bucks or so. Well, so I think it's kind of come up a little bit too. No. It was like 12 or 14 last I did it. Well, we're talking about 6 years ago, right? Hold on. That's the last I did it? Yeah, that's right. That's the last, it's more than likely 2017, because in 18 I sold the car. So 2017, yeah, 6 years. Anywho, all those things. But that's kind of about it as far as administrative that I plan to pursue. And the rest is going to be And just to keep on trucking. Wonderful, yeah. I think this light too, I mean, I have been walking many a days with that kind of grayness. And of course, it's also different with that kind of the winter spirit in the picture. Anyway, you can see nice neat rows of olive trees below. They've told me they've got quite a low harvest this year. Cosecha, they did not produce, so it's going to be a jacking up of the price of olive oil. I guess the world, you know, does and behave in a way that it doesn't behave. So we just got flat a little bit on the road here, and then I'm about to get steep again. Possibly that's a steeper stretch right there. And then we will be nearing our junction spot. Sorry. Olive trees. I really like it here. You know, it's my third winter. Very, very grateful for having known or to having known. I'm grateful for something. Grateful to have known. Somehow I want to believe that you can say both. I'm grateful for something. I'm grateful to, you know, for knowing this place. But I'll leave it to a four. Feels more correct in a way. Let's see, that dog is going to go crazy here. I'm going to stop using my poles. It's kind of a Sam Bernard kind of a dog. He would go crazy here. His owner. Obviously, he keeps the alarm for this little lot that this guy has with some chickens. And let's see. Huh. No, here he is, but I don't see the chicken. Hey, I woke you up. Sorry, guy. I'm not even sure you're going to get up, huh? Anyway, all right. I do feel definitely a bit of an extra weight. Good morning. You up? Yeah, good job. I do feel a little tired. I'm not sure if it's melancholy or... yeah, kind of feeling old. Oh, you see, I still have the luxury of being able to sit on my savings, my laurels, so, you know, I don't feel rushed, I guess, by life. You know, I'm comfortable where I am. I'm also a little less, well, I'm not sure, I'm less mindful because I'll go buy things where I pretty much know they are the cheapest, but also realize it's not something that I need to get either too carried away because the saving are not like, wow. And so, but here I am Yeah, I do feel heavy. There's a little bit of that energy that's not there. So, but it's nice to feel the weight of the pack. I guess, you know, it feels, let's say, challenging. That maybe way requires a little more effort. Un poco más de esfuerzo. That's what I would say. But I guess, yeah, it's kind of the sense of pointlessness, you know, to all of it. So maybe that part of me, you know, is coming to an end. And maybe the idea that there could actually be, once that door is shut, a new interesting one that might open. You know, that's not driven by, I'm doing that because of that. That's really more about owning whatever is, and to be at peace and to be surrendering into that mystery and to do one's part and that's it. And then to be humbled about, yeah, just whatever this thing is, and to humbly fit oneself into that little nook. Yeah, just find my nook and fit in there. I guess getting older too. Getting older. And there is a blower there with a car guy getting the harvest. Anyway. Yeah. I somehow want to keep talking until I get to the junction. Still a little bit. Maybe about 5 minutes to get there. Going there. Oh my goodness, those are some big fat black olives here. They are very, very ripe. My goodness. Yeah. Anyway. A loose onion on the ground, so it fell from somebody's car somehow. You know what, guys? I think I'm done. Is there anything else? Anything else? Yeah, I can see hundreds of miles in the distance here from the climb. Anyway, it's beautiful. Beautiful. So, I will leave it at that for now. Peace and love, and talk to you later.